This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. After more than 9 years hurtling 3 billion miles through space, NASA's New Horizons probe flew by the dwarf planet Pluto this morning. At least we think that's what happened. Scientists will know for sure tonight if the flyby was successful. The project cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $700 million. John Logsdon is professor emeritus at the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University and is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How significant is this Pluto flyby?
Well, I think it's very significant. It completes the visit to every planet and, I guess, dwarf planet in our solar system. So it completes a process that started in the 60s with our initial visits to Venus and Mars. Now we've been at every large body in the solar system.
The New Horizons mission has been in the works for over a decade. It cost around $700 million. Would we fund this sort of exploration today?
Oh, I think so. We're debating the timing for a mission to go look at the fascinating moon of Jupiter called Europa that would launch in the early 2020s, and it will be a mission of about the same, if probably a little more, given inflation cost as New Horizons.
What are the debates around funding space exploration, and how have they changed over time?
I think the idea that we should go places and see new things is pretty well accepted. NASA has a planetary exploration budget of about $1.5 billion a year, and that goes up or down by $200 million. But I think it's pretty well accepted that this is something that this country wants to do. So there's a debate among the scientific community of where we go. Do we go more missions to Mars? Do we go to Europa, the moons of Saturn? But I think there's a pretty broad acceptance that this is something we should be doing.
And do days like today with this Pluto flyby inspire more of this exploration?
Well, just think about what's happened today. We sent this little spacecraft, it's just the size of a piano, about 1,000 pounds, 3 billion miles, hit a 60 by 90 mile target. We're seeing things that humans have never seen before. If that can't excite people, what will?
John Logsdon is professor emeritus at the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you.